Over 6,000 people who flew with Thomas Cook from Belfast on holiday are being flown home on special flights after the company collapsed in the early hours of this morning. It's estimated that around 10% of those passengers are from the Republic. The first repatriation flight from Turkey is due to land at Belfast International Airport at around 8 p.m. and two flights from Belfast to Turkey due to happen today have been cancelled. Thomas Cook has operated out of Belfast International for 30 years and employed 60 staff at the airport. Graham Keddie is the managing director of Belfast International Airport.
Fairly significant disruption, not great for the consumer, not great for the customer, but the CAA have stated quite categorically they'll get everybody home.
And in terms of flights going out, one flight was cancelled this morning. I understand another flight cancelled this evening as well.
Yes, two today. The first repatriation flights come in, one late tonight and one very early tomorrow morning.
And where's that flight coming back from?
Both flights are coming back from Turkey, one from Antalya, one from Dalaman.
And in terms of passengers arriving here for the early morning flight, did many people turn up? What's the reaction been?
Many decided not to come. The CAA have been on site with a team and we've been supporting them and making sure that people have been advised appropriately.
What about the staff here? I understand Thomas Cook staff here clearly very shocked, very disappointed. Many arriving to be told they've lost their jobs. Any hope for them in terms of finding them other employment?
I think for us, first of all, they're our friends and colleagues. They've been here a long time and it's a very, very sad day to lose that. For many of them, we hope they get jobs. The future should be bright in travel, but again, it's a sad day for them and for us.
That's the Managing Director of Belfast International Airport speaking to RTE's Vincent Kearney. Well, William Bell is from Derry. He's currently on a Thomas Cook holiday to Turkey. Here's what he told BBC Ulster this morning.
Got up this morning, turned on the TV and seen that everything had happened with Thomas Cook. I said to my partner, I said, well, I'm not going to start worrying about it now. So we decided we'll get our breakfast, go to the pool. So suddenly somebody shouted, we all Thomas Cook customers have to go to reception. So everybody went up to reception and some guy at the reception said that they were basically going to put us out of the hotel. Now, whenever it started, you can imagine what happened. There was at least 100 to 150 people and things started to get hot and heavy.
The UK Civil Aviation Authority is operating flights for 2 weeks, but after October 5th, passengers will have to try and join other flights and claim the cost back. The advice today for passengers is to contact the UK Civil Aviation Authority, or ABTA, the Association of Travel Agents and Operators. Doreen McKenzie from ABTA in Northern Ireland says there are many people impacted.
There's 60-odd flights today alone, and that will bring people who are abroad home from holiday. We understand that's almost 150,000 people. So they have to, if they're in resort, we're advising them to go to the CAA website and look under guidance of destinations, and that will tell them what flight nearest to their date of travel that they'll be brought back home on.
Okay, so that's the UK Civil Aviation Authority looking after people who are already on holidays. That plan expires after 2 weeks, isn't that right?
Yes, that's only up to the 5th of October. So say people who have travelled out maybe this weekend who are there for the next week, they need to contact the CAA to get instructions what to do next, because they may be allowed to get a return flight themselves and make a claim when they come back. But we're advising them not to make that decision themselves, to make contact with the CAA first to get the authority to do so.
Okay, so what you're saying is that even though the organisation of the flights by the CAA, the Civil Aviation Authority, expires after 2 weeks, these people will still be looked after?
Yes, they're entitled to a refund, but they can't make the decision without the CAA authority.
Okay, what about people then who have booked holidays with Thomas Cook down the line, booked and paid for those holidays? What are their rights?
Right, well, this organisation, you have to remember, is made up of tour operators and retail, and they've quite a number of companies. So if it's a package holiday, a Thomas Cook holiday, they would have been given an ATOL certificate at the time money changed hands. And on it, it will say who is responsible for the financial, in the event of a financial failure. So if it's a full Thomas Cook holiday going out using Thomas Cook Airlines, etc., those holidays will not be travelling, so those people have to contact the CAA, get a claim form and complete the claim and get a refund. The CAA have said that they're hoping to get refunds done within the next 2 months, but this is quite a large amount, quite a volume. So I suspect it might be longer than that.
And what about the people then who have booked flight only or hotel only with Thomas Cook and the rest of it themselves? Are they covered?
Not necessarily. If the Thomas Cook Airlines, for example, is not an ABDA member or covered under the CAA, but most of people will have purchased that online, and that if they purchase online with their credit card, then that will be protected under the UK Section 75 of the Credit Card Act, so they can then go to the bank and claim the money back. If they have booked accommodation only, single element stuff, you know, or say car hire through one of the Thomas Cook retail shops, that may not be protected. There is some protection under the Thomas Cook ABDA bond for the retail shops, but it won't cover everything, but they will need to contact ABDA to see if that's protected.
Okay, so just to be clear, people need to contact the Civil Aviation Authority or ABDA to get more information. Are they the two places they should go, Doreen?
Yes, they're the two main ones that they should go, because they're given the guidance. If they've got that ATOL certificate, then it's straight to the CAA. If it's a single element, then they're either going to the bank or to ABDA for clarification.
Okay, because those who paid with a credit card may be able to get their money back.
Straight back from the bank, yes.
Okay, what about the people who work directly for Thomas Cook in Northern Ireland? How many people roughly are we talking about there?
We're talking in the hundreds. There's 20-odd shops in Northern Ireland, and that could be anything between 5 and 15 members of staff. So we're talking probably at least 300 members of staff. It's a hard, the business of retail travel agent shops has not been expanding. It's been on the decrease year on year. So the whole industry here in the north is going to find it difficult to absorb that number of staff. Now, as you know, the travel industry is very resilient, and when one door closes, a window opens. So, you know, there could be other opportunities coming up from new entrants into the marketplace, but we don't know. So I think there's going to be a period of time where the local people are going to find it difficult to get employment. And that's the very sad thing about this, because those are people with mortgages, etc., to look after.
Indeed. And you expect that quite a number of people in the Republic would have used Thomas Cook travelling from Belfast to take their holidays. They would have booked through.
Particularly people living around the border areas, where it's as easy for them to travel to Belfast airports as it is to Dublin airport. They would have utilised, you know, the facility of a package holiday. But they will still be protected, so that's okay. But it's a single element or the flight only that they need to look at.
That's Doreen McKenzie there from ABTA. And if you need to contact ABTA for more information, their website is abta.com, and the UK Civil Aviation Authority website is thomascook.caa.co.uk.